So how were you able to break patients down, or were you able to break patients down at this point into lower risk or higher risk? Has that been able to be done?
In a very preliminary way, I think one of the important things in the development of diagnostic markers is you need to go through an algorithm similar to drug development. For example, when you're developing a new chemotherapeutic agent, you go through phase one to define the pharmacokinetics and so on, phase two to show preliminary activity, and then phase three studies. There's a similar algorithm that would be optimal to go through for diagnostic studies. So first what we did is a feasibility study. Show you could do the technique in colon cancer. Yeah, we could do it. GHI can do it. But we found that we needed to macro-dissect the colon specimens where you didn't need to do that for breast cancer. The study needed to be optimized to detect the lower RNA levels that were present in colon cancer. And so once that was done, then we looked at gene identification in the CO1, CO2 group and found 142 genes out of the 757 that were correlated with outcome in a univariate analysis. We then corrected that by multivariate analysis and pared the group down to 90-some genes. But that's just a first pass, if you will. So whereas in the literature, you might find our preliminary results based upon this one study already published. But to us, this is a preliminary study that needs to be further refined in what we call gene refinement studies, a second study to further pare down and focus on the genes that would be most prognostic, then to validate the assay formally, and then have a separate clinical validation study in a larger group of patients independent of our previous studies, so that we would then have very high confidence in the value of the test in making treatment decisions. But now to come back to answer your specific question, what have we found so far? We found in an exploratory sense in the CO1, CO2 data set that we were able to identify one-third of the stage 2 patients that had a recurrence rate greater than 40%. And if that holds up in future studies as we go through this validation process, it would be very useful in clinical management.
What about the other two-thirds?
There is a subset of patients that were identified that have greater than 90% disease-free survival following surgery alone and an intermediate group as well.
What fraction were they?
About one-third, one-third, one-third.
So you're kind of at the same stage that the breast cancer studies were when they had done the preliminary work with Melody Coblet and the other people, and then once they got it all together, they looked at B14 and B20.
That's exactly right. And in fact, it's an interesting point because the hazard ratios for the genes identified are as robust for colon cancer as they were for breast cancer, and we've actually identified more genes associated with outcome in colon cancer than we previously did in breast cancer.